for a Song. I'm Carrie Ray. And in past installments, we've talked about the importance of honing your powers of observation. Today, I want to talk about active listening. No, not the counseling tool where the listener repeats back what they hear to confirm that the intended message was received. In fact, let's not call it that. Let's call it conscious listening. In a world chock full of sensory stimuli, sometimes all our little brain can do to save itself is to zone out. We do it every day. Think about those times someone's talking to you, and you're responding, but not really listening. Or when you're in the car listening to the radio and have no idea what song just played. There's a reason that artists usually put the best songs in the front half of an album. How many times have you popped in a CD only to find that it's played through and you feel like you missed about half? In another lifetime, I had a stint teaching a design class for marketing and telecom seniors at Butler University. One of my weekly assignments was to write a critique of some piece of design, an ad, a website, a newsletter, to write in detail about what worked, what didn't, why, and what the student would change to make the piece more successful. Now, the typical response when I made the assignment for the first week was, "But we don't know anything about good design." "Ah," I would say, "but you do. You know what designs draw you in, what ads you stop and look at in a magazine, and which ones you flip right by." And over the course of this course, as you learn the components and principles of good design, you will learn why and how to describe why. And you will notice your critiques becoming more informed and descriptive. And they did. And so shall you. If you want to improve your songwriting, start listening to music differently and more actively. One of the tips I gave to my students, I will also share with you. It's helpful at first to pick music you really like and music you really don't like. It's much easier to notice extremes. Here are a few things to listen for to help you get started. They're also listed on the For a Song page at carrieray.com. First, notice the song's structure. Identify the parts if you can. Verse, chorus, bridge. And pay attention to how they're all put together. Next, what sort of lyric structure's used? Is the song in first person? Is it a story told in third person? Does it tell a story at all? Or is it perhaps more of a mood piece or a statement about something? Listen to the melody. How does it support the lyric, and how does it change as you move through the parts? Does the bridge bring the song to its climax? Or is it used to create a moment to ponder or reflect? Pay attention to the harmonic content and the arrangement and instrumentation. Notice how the use of a specific guitar or percussion part adds or subtracts from your sense of the song's purpose. And finally, what do you think of it? It doesn't really matter if it's good or bad in anyone else's estimation, and the point's not really to judge it that way to begin with. Your purpose is to inform your own process, so notice what speaks to you and what doesn't. Something I've resolved to of late is to consume more music made by other people. It's easy when you're busy making your own music to isolate just a little. Or it is for me, anyway. So I've been listening to albums and going to shows. And I'm learning every time I do. But more than learning, I'm adding to my creative lexicon. And most importantly, feeding my soul the food of love. So, my friends, listen on. I'm Carrie Ray. Join me next time on For a Song. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website, carrieray.com. That's CARRAY.com. Thanks for listening.